There are certain advantages available to help better address the broad scope of needs of affluent families, and we're going to introduce you to one very special concept that is particularly relevant today. So if you're ready, let's start episode number 8 of Your Money Manual with Vince Annable. And now from his Scottsdale office, here's the host of Your Money Manual, the CEO of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and creator of the Household Endowment Model, Vince Annable.
Hey, Jeff, good afternoon. I suppose you are preparing for a wild and crazy night there in Southern California.
If wild and crazy means going to bed at 10 o'clock and just kind of wishing my wife a happy New Year as we're brushing our teeth, that's probably about as wild as it's going to get.
Well, I assume that's because you're going to get an early start.
That's exactly right.
So today what we're going to talk about, Jeff, is we're going to talk about the virtual family office. And we're going to talk about the importance of a virtual family office to high net worth individuals and families. And we're also going to talk about what is a family office and what's the difference between a single family office and a virtual family office. So a virtual family office is going to offer products, services, expertise that is traditionally only available to the very wealthiest families. Very wealthy families, and I'm talking, Jeff, about families that have a net worth in excess of $100, $200, $300 million, they create their own single family office. And what they do to do so is they create their own in-house employees that are going to specialize in investment management, reviewing and doing due diligence on investment management. They're going to be have their own tax CPA firms or CPAs in-house. They're going to have their own legal estate planning. They're going to have their own specialists in all of these different areas, and they're going to be on this family's payroll. So it takes a lot of worth or net worth. That's why we talk about $100 to $300 million minimal to create your own single family office. Well, what we have done is we have created what's known as a virtual family office. And that means that our clients do not need to go out and hire their own in-house legal or their own in-house accounting or their own in-house investment management team. What they're able to do is work with us, and we create a virtual family office, which simply means that what we're going to be able to do is bring on and have access to these specialists and these experts in providing these professional network services to our clientele, which are typically going to be $2 million, $3 million and above in net worth. And it's going to depend on how many of those specialists. It's all going to depend on what type of a client they are and what kind of needs they particularly have.
Basically, in short here, is that by providing the virtual family office services here, you are essentially extending the same types of wealth management benefits that typically the super wealthy individuals, families of, like you said, I believe $100, $200, $300 million might be able to enjoy to your clients who may not necessarily have those kinds of assets, but you're still able to take and provide them with those types of services without having to hire their own team of professionals to do this, working essentially under their family corporation, if you would.
That's exactly right, Jeff. And in today's day and age, we have what's known as a multi-office family office, whereby several different wealthy families may be sharing the same professional network team. So they have their own family office, but there might be a couple of different families that are sharing the same. That's one other way of doing it. We prefer actually to do, for confidentiality reasons and other reasons, cost also, we prefer to do the virtual family office where we have full access to all of the specialists I described. And it could also include bill paying services, concierge medicine services, personal and family security, adoptions. Maybe some of the virtual family folks are seeking somebody to help oversee just the building of a family compound.
So with all that said, then, a family office seems to provide certain services or benefits in addition to what we might traditionally think of wealth management services that are offered or available to the masses, walk-in types of services that most people would be able to take advantage of from most wealth managers out there. So is a virtual family office something that anyone would be able to take advantage of with their own wealth manager? Is this something that is widely offered by most wealth managers out there today and simply by asking for it?
No, it's not. It's similar to our household endowment model. There are many, many different financial advisors out there, what you called a wealth manager, who may not be managing anything more than just their investments. A lot of the financial advisors out there, most, do not offer the endowment style as we do with the household endowment model. And they also do not go out and make the effort to create a financial network of professionals, what we refer to as the virtual family office, so that their clients have access to all of these different elements of this team. We do that, most do not.
How can an investor know, Vince, whether family office services might make sense for them when they might right now be thinking, you know what, I'm taken care of. I don't think that there's anything else that I need. I've got my trust in place. I've got an estate planner. I've got a CPA that I'm using and happy with my tax professional, and my portfolio manager is doing a great job. How else might they understand or come to understand that they might need the services of a family office, or in this case, a virtual family office?
Well, you use the term happy. They might be happy with their current attorney, or they might be happy with their current accounting firm, but they may only be happy because they do not really understand the full extent of the services that could be offered to help improve their situation. So what we offer and we recommend is a second opinion and or stress test of the certain areas within their wealth management plan. They may have somebody who prepares their taxes, i.e. they may have a great CPA that prepares their taxes, but that CPA is not getting involved in doing year-end tax planning before the time runs out for them to do anything about planning to reduce their taxes. I have a client that I just met with over the weekend, brand new client. They have a CPA and they've used them for years. And we have been asking what their tax liability is going to be by the end of this year so we could do some active, proactive planning to reduce their taxes. We just got the number from the accountant, which is not accurate, that said they're going to have a six-figure tax obligation that they must pay. Well, in our mind, we want to have a CPA who does tax planning. So back in August and September, they would have sat down with this client and they would have looked at doing planning to reduce their taxes, not waiting till December 31st to say, oh, by the way, you're going to owe six figures in taxes and it's too late to do anything about it. So when we talk about a stress test, that's one of the areas we look at. We would also have a review or a second opinion on the trust to make sure that everything the client tells us in our discovery meeting is being addressed within those legal documents. So to find out if it makes sense to have a virtual family office or if everything is okay, we just recommend a stress test to take a look at your current situation. There's no charge for doing so. We bring in our virtual family office to address that, and we can also correspond with their other professionals.
You know, Vince, one of the things that I know that you'll want to talk about here in a future edition of your money manual is business succession and succession planning. Is that the kind of a thing that would be offered by virtual family office in terms of the services that are available?
Yes, absolutely. We have a business valuation team that will look at businesses, and we typically recommend 3 to 5 years before you're thinking about selling that you start planning for that exit. The issue that comes up with many business owners is they wake up on Thursday and say, well, gee whiz, I think I'm going to retire. I'd like to sell my business. They call a broker and they put their business up for sale on Monday. And it makes absolutely no sense in the world to be doing that. There are so many different strategies and exit strategies that create tax efficient means for the owner to sell a business and come out way, way ahead with proper planning. So we recommend that within our family, virtual family office, we have the ability to do that evaluation on a business exit.
So, Vince, I guess in the final analysis, this really could be a great tool for people who have the kinds of needs that a virtual family office could satisfy, and you're not going to really know until really you take that stress test, as you talked about, and we'll get to some contact information. I know that you'll pass that along here in just a minute, but is there anything that you can leave us with in terms of what a virtual family office may not be able to do? Are there certain restrictions or other types of qualifiers that are really important for people to kind of understand before they decide to make that call and take that stress test with you?
Not really. I think that it makes sense to do the stress test in just about any case. If you have a net worth of more than $1 or $2 million, you should obviously be taking a look at reducing taxes, at being sure that all your legal documents are in order for your estate plan, your continuation of your family wealth or legacy. So I think that it just makes sense to have that first evaluation done, and then we would identify what we see, what we should take a look at, and then put you in touch with our folks and what type of questions and what kind of an expense might come up to be able to pursue that. And if somebody is interested in a virtual family office, we have a couple of page white paper that we're more than happy to email to them. Just gives, it's an article basically that does an overview of what a virtual family office looks like, what a family office looks like, so that they would have some idea of what they might be getting themselves into as far as requesting some assistance in that area. They can go to our website, which we will post this over the next week, at WSAGAZ.com, Wealth Strategies Advisory Group, Arizona. We will have our different white papers that are available there. They can go to our website for the Household Endowment Model at thehouseholdendowmentmodel.com. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be doing some different topics and interviews. We're going to have a couple of CEOs on from some of the different private companies that we invest with. We are going to be discussing wealth management strategies for physicians and dentists, which we offer that to an awful lot of those professionals within our practice. We're going to talk about some different alternative investments. And with that, I would say Happy New Year. 2019 is going to be a great year. And if you begin to think about adopting an endowment or the household endowment model, you will also find in 2019 your portfolio will be far less volatile than it has been in 2018. And with that, Jeff, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, Vince, and a very happy and prosperous New Year to you as well, my friend. And we wish the same for you listening to this edition of Your Money Manual. If you'd like additional information about the benefits of virtual family office services as discussed here on the show, please visit the website of Wealth Strategies Advisory Group at WSAGAZ.com. Again, that's WSAGAZ.com. Click on the Services tab when you're there, then scroll down to and click on Virtual Family Office, where you can request a free report or even a complimentary consultation with Vince Hannibal. Be sure to connect with us and follow us at Wealth Strategies Advisory Group and the Household Endowment Model on Facebook and LinkedIn. Share this podcast with your friends and colleagues and let us know if you have an idea for discussion on a future show. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Your Money Manual with Vince Hannibal, episode number 8. I'm producer Jeff Allen. Thanks again for listening. This program has been presented for the education of our listeners only and is not intended as investment advice, nor is it intended as a solicitation of investment products or services of any kind. We encourage you to seek the advice of a licensed professional financial advisor before making any investment decisions.